Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
I'm John Batts with my good colleague and friend, Patrick K. O'Donnell. His new book is The Unvanquished, which is the beginning of the understanding of special forces operating in Virginia on horseback. It's The War from the Saddle by Mosby and his four companies, by Jesse Scouts, which passed through a number of commanders for the Union side, men who wore the uniform of the opponent and often gained very good information. That's the beginning of the concept. It's worked again in the Second War. We know it as OSS, which will eventually become famous, but it also comes to special forces, and one of them is the Rangers. The Rangers assaulting on D-Day. We'll stay with the Second Rangers. They climb the cliffs on, well, they fire electric-fired rockets that grab a hold of the cliffside, and they scale right up. By 7:15 in the morning, they're mostly up above. But there are going to be surprises here as they, I think there were about 95 men left when the assault finally finished. What about the guns, Patrick? What did they find at the top?
At the top, they find that the guns have been removed from these circular concrete reinforced casements, and they don't find them initially. And it's First Sergeant Leonard Lamel, who was a great friend of mine. I interviewed these Rangers over 30 years ago. Many of these men were my great, great, great friends. And Lamel and Jack Kuhn and others, it was Len Lamel in particular that I was was very close to. And Len had scaled the cliff. He had literally received a bullet through the side. But just kept moving forward, and they get to the top, and many of his men are wounded from the assault. But they keep pushing forward. They clear several bunkers, and then they find tracks where the casement is located, and they determine that the guns maybe they were moved. So that Lamel continues following these tracks with Jack Kuhn, and they clear several other bunkers. He's got a Tommy gun, and they move forward until the tracks end, and they find five of the guns that are under camouflage nets, and the ammunition is nearby. The guns are ready to fire. And in fact, the crews are nearby too. They're receiving instructions. And it's here that, one man literally changes the course of history by taking what's known as a thermite grenade, and he puts them on the gears of several of these guns and then smashes them with the side of his Tommy gun in his jacket so he doesn't make much noise. And the gears on the guns are welded together from the thermite, which creates a massive amount of heat, which welds the parts together, rendering them inoperable. Another gun is then taken out by another small group of Rangers, and they're able to accomplish their mission within about an hour or so from their initial landing. But that's really only the beginning,
right,
of the story of Dog Company.
Let's race to Omaha, because the 5th Rangers have landed behind the 29th Division's Regimental Combat Team, all bogged down now, taking tremendous fire from the strong points above them. There's an exit, a draw-off, called the Vireville Draw. Patrick mentioned it. However, they can't move forward. They can't go back. The tide's coming in. And a man named Norm Cota, who's the deputy divisional commander of the 29th, looks around and figures that they've got to move forward somehow. And Patrick, he discovers the Rangers all around him, right? He looks around. He doesn't see his people. He sees Rangers.
He utters the famous motto, "Rangers lead the way." And that's exactly what they do. But even prior to that, first A and B companies of the 2nd Ranger Company land at Bloody Green Beach, and they're mauled. But it's Max Schneider, who's the commander of the 5th Ranger Battalion, that recognizes that a little bit off to the left, Dog White, the beachhead looks a little bit, it's not as obstructed. So he orders it's sort of an audible for the landing craft to move a little bit over to the left. And they land, and then they lead the breakout. And I mean, I interviewed many of the men, Dawson, that used a Bangalore torpedo to blow the wire. And you lead the breakout. It's an incredible story.
Back to 2nd Rangers. There's 95 men able to carry a weapon without being wounded at the top. And they believe they're going to be relieved sometime in the next hours, or they'll be back up to them. They're 5 miles from Omaha. But instead, the Germans planned a counterattack. That's why it was important to destroy those guns. The Germans way outnumber them. And it's not one day. It's not 2 days. It's almost 3 days until I don't remember exact timeline. How long did they hold out, Patrick?
It was a number of days, John. And what happens is the entire top of Point du Hoc is honeycombed with bunkers that are extremely
30 seconds, Patrick.
A maze of bunkers. And then they have to clear some of these, and it takes over a day or more. Plus, they then proceed to their secondary objective, which is to cut the coastal road, which is astride of the top of Point du Hoc. And they set up a roadblock there. And many of them they're counterattacked by hundreds of Germans.
Right.
And they sweep some of the Rangers. Some Rangers hold, including Dog Company, which holds.
Dog Company is the book, The Boys at Point du Hoc. 80 years ago, the Rangers who accomplished G-Day's toughest mission and led the way across Europe. Earlier, The Unvanquished, the story from the saddle of special operations in the Civil War. Patrick K. O'Donnell is the author of both. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.